Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
NBA playoffs start Monday. Portland's going to get in. They just got to beat Memphis, and they will. It's been so much fun. Joy and I have had a lot of fun with these playoffs. They've been a good time.
I am so grateful to the NBA and honestly to the players, because I know everyone's making fun of, like, oh, they're staying at a resort and blah, blah, blah. Like, it's still a sacrifice. This is not that they sign up to do.
You know, I was thinking about this morning.
Playing sports.
I was making my coffee, and I thought, you know, my life hasn't changed much, except I don't go to the grocery store very much anymore. I used to be a daily grocery store person. I call them freshness centers. I love grocery stores.
You love grocery stores.
Everything smells good. I don't go to the grocery store as much. Everything else is the exact same. Some people are in their apartments and they don't leave. I don't have an underlying health issue, so I go out to eat. I hang out with my kids. I go for a jog. Now, I can't work out in the gym, so I go to my neighbor's house and work out in his garage. But, you know, during this whole process is I'm just trying to be as normal as I can. I drive to work. I have to go through some testing and mask wearing. But if this is the new normal for 3 years, I can get through it. I'm okay. I mean, I'm spending more time with my family. I like that.
Well, we've been very blessed to be able to continue to work throughout this whole thing.
I mean, it's different.
We never stopped working. It is different. I mean, my life is definitely different, but I'm grateful that it's not that different.
Yeah,
I'm grateful to be working.
Yeah, I mean, our process here throughout the course of the day at our show, the whole company here there's a lot of testing.
But we never stopped doing our show.
Well,
our routine mostly stays
well,
the same.
Well, we are America's honesty couple, so you cannot have us just off the air.
We can't. It's going to be bad.
It's crucial.
Right.
I mean, this is where it all starts and stops. All right, let's go to Greg Jennings, 10 years in the NFL, played with Brett Favre for a couple years, Aaron Rodgers for about 5. So I said last week, I think the Ravens are going to go 16-0, and I think part of it, I would have said like 13-3, but with no preseason, no OTAs, I do think it's a huge advantage for a coach, a quarterback. They have a veteran team. But let me just go to this, because 16-0 is a little over the top. What was the best team you ever played on? Did you ever believe going into a camp, this team could go undefeated? Do players even think like that?
Of course. Of course. And when you have a team comprised of great personnel, great talent, but experience as well. And then the coaching staff aligns with that. You truly can believe that. And we, in the 2011 season, the year after we won the Super Bowl, we believed it. We thought we were going to run the table. And we ended up going 15-1. And I'll throw this out there. The one game that we did lose was a game against the Kansas City Chiefs, where yours truly did not play because I suffered an MCL injury the week before against the Raiders. Ah.
So.
No, but no, teams, obviously you understand that to be able to run the table, it's a tall order to ask. But once you start you get it rolling, you start looking at the teams that you have on that schedule, and you start thinking, wow, we can get this team. We can get this team. But you have to understand that when you do have it rolling, like a New England Patriots year that they had, everybody's trying to knock you off. Just like the team that's 0-whatever, no one wants to lose to that team. When a team is undefeated, you're going to get every team's best shot.
So it's very funny. I got a text this morning from an NFL player. So Tom Brady told Joe Montana at the Super Bowl. Montana came out today and admitted it. Tom said, you know, they wouldn't take my advice. They'd ask me questions. They'd never take my advice. It's one of the reasons I left. He was burnt out from it. It's very funny. This, I believe, is what Russell Wilson is starting to say in Seattle. He came out yesterday, and he's a team guy, but he said, you know, we can't be behind every fourth quarter. It'd be nice if we, you know, kind of played that way, meaning Seattle's game plans are ridiculously conservative. And I thought it was Russell's way. And this player texted me this morning and he said, you are not wrong. This is Russell Wilson's way of saying to the coaching staff, let's go open this thing up. You know, when you were with Favre or Rodgers, when they were upset, would they confront the staff? How does that work for a quarterback and players when they want to be heard?
Well, what tends to happen is when you feel like you're trying to say things or communicate in a nice way, that is in a way that should be received as a player to a coach, and they are dismissing it and not paying attention to your input, then you start to go off the beaten path a little bit. You start to do things like Brett Favre used to do when we were in the huddle and the plays would come in and he would act as though he didn't really hear the play or receive the play and just change it. And because at the end of the day, players know what needs to get done. It's all about the coaching staff trusting that all 11 players will execute. And that's where kind of the rift comes in. And so when you hear Russell Wilson start to make comments like this, he hears the same thing every week. We got to start fast. We got to start fast. Well, a part of starting fast is putting the ball into your best playmaker's hands, and that is Russell Wilson. And now you have a DK Metcalf, a huge playmaker on the outside, Tyler Lockett, who's been a playmaker, undersized, but he makes plays. You add Greg Olsen, a security blanket. You have pieces. There is no excuse for Brian Schottenheimer to say, nope, let's turn around and hand it off to Chris Carson 25, 30 times a game. Let Russell Wilson run the offense and be the bell cow, if you will, to where they win on his shoulders and they lose on his shoulders.
Well, Tom Brady said he wanted more input. Go to your last 5 years with Aaron. You know, there's some things they haven't told Aaron. They got rid of Van Pelt as quarterback coach, didn't give him a heads up. I don't like that at all. I think they should have gotten him a wide receiver this draft. If not, talk to him before the draft. I didn't like that in support of Aaron. I didn't like that at all. But when you were with Aaron, did Aaron have a say-so in the game plan?
Of course.
Okay,
of
he
course.
Did.
Not as he did. With Mike McCarthy, he had a say-so. Now, there comes a point where, even as a coach, you have to kind of draw the line to where you're not just completely handing over your offense to a player, but there are certain players. Peyton Manning was one of those guys. We see Tom Brady that has this ability to just be a player type coach on the field. Aaron Rodgers is one of those guys. But I think what happened with Aaron and Mike McCarthy's relationship stemmed and was a lot of carryover from Brett Favre. A lot of that bumping heads, Brett going off the beaten path, as I mentioned, and Mike McCarthy not wanting that as a young coach. And so you pull back the reins right away, and then you fail to kind of loosen them up and relinquish them. But not every player has this ability. You got players like Patrick Mahomes. Let the man have freedom. We see that he functions well when he's out there and in control. Let him have free reign to do what makes him comfortable, because what makes the quarterback comfortable, when they are special like these individuals that I mentioned, they should have more input and they should be conversed. Not every player will have that necessity or needs that input and that ear to be listening in. But when you have franchise players who have turned organizations around, who have impacted them in ways like these players who are typically quarterbacks, I believe you should be having communication with them at all times.
But so Kansas City's paying the whole darn roster. So Travis Kelce now making money, got a big deal today, and Chris Jones and Patrick Mahomes and Tyreek Hill and Honey Badger. Here's what I wonder is that money can change people. It could change anybody. Is that when you win a Super Bowl and all of a sudden you start that Brinks truck starts lining up at everybody's bank. You won a Super Bowl, and some guys get paid. Are you concerned at all that, man, you start – not everybody reacts to money the same way. If I look at the Greg Jennings background, your background tells me you had to fight for it. You didn't go to a college football power. You're a guy that had to earn everything you got. But there are some guys, they get money, and it's not the same player, and you've been in those locker rooms. Are you worried a little about Kansas City? They got like six massive contracts this morning. Now, if you add them all up.
Not worried about them at all. And here's why, Colin. When you pay guys like that, and you pay several guys on one side of the ball, but you also pay guys on the other side of the ball, everybody feels like, oh, I have an opportunity to stay here. I have an opportunity to continue to have success with this organization that has been successful. And that fits what I bring to the table. When you look at the Kansas City Chiefs, the individuals that are getting paid are heavily dependent upon on Sundays and on Mondays and on Thursdays. We as players enjoy that. We embrace that role. If you allow me to still have the same impact as when I didn't have the dollars and I was trying to earn it, and then I get it, and you still, I walk into the meeting and I see my number being called and implemented in the game plan, I'm always engaged. That's what we see with the Kansas City Chiefs and Andy Reid. Brett Veach has done a phenomenal job of being able to maneuver and manipulate their budget and their cap space to where they can keep the guys that they know have been a huge integral part of them having success. And Andy Reid then turns around on the field as a player's coach, makes sure that they are still vested and have vested interests because they are a part, a huge integral part. Look at Sammy Watkins. Everybody thought, well, they can let him walk. But Andy Reid says, no, I can use him and I will make it worthwhile if we can keep him.
By the way, speaking of money, when you got your first big check, you're a pretty grounded guy, family guy. Didn't you ever buy something stupid? Like, doesn't everybody get one of those in their life? And did you ever buy something you didn't need?
Yeah, I think we all do it at some point in our lives. Even it doesn't even have to be a big check. It can be a check that you feel like, oh, this is extra money. You go out and get something potentially that you really don't necessarily need, more of a in alignment with a want and just a desire.
Joy, what's your last bad buy, Joy?
Bad buy?
I think, like, I bought an aquarium once. That was a terrible buy.
I can't think of something that I've bought recently that I regretted buying.
All right. You and Greg are very stable. You're very, you know, grown up. It gets old fast. I like some immaturity more on this show. Greg Jennings, good talking to you.
Absolutely. Appreciate you having me, guys.
All right. One thing hasn't changed this year. Our cars, get carshield.com. The code is HERD, carshield.com, H-E-R-D. A lot of covered repairs needed. The summer beats up on the car because your car is on the road. The pavement's hot and we're not flying as much. We're in our cars. Joy with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the HERD Line News.
It wasn't even a great aquarium. It was just expensive.
And I did recently buy a bunch of plants.
Well, those are great. I love plants.
But I do not have a green thumb at all.
Are they fake or are they real?
No, they're real. They're real. I invested in. I got like the dirt and like replanted them and got gloves and everything.
I'm trying to think of my. Let's everybody think. Go to my Twitter account. Hey, Goulet. Tell people to do something on my Twitter account. What is your last dumb purchase that you did it and you just regretted it?
So, like, the only way these plants will be a dumb purchase
is if you
I
don't
get
water
lazy
them.
And I don't water them.
Okay.
Are you too busy to type that yourself? You need. We gotta get someone
be
in
quiet.
Here. To type
Give me
the
some
one
hockey
sentence.
Scores. God, you just don't do anything. Goulet is so difficult.
I don't have your Twitter password, and that's probably also a good thing.
So Russell Wilson has led the Seahawks to multiple fourth quarter comebacks over his career, but he noted this week that since he's been with the team, they are undefeated when leading by at least four at halftime. So he hopes they can play the entire game with the same intensity they do at the end.
Getting ahead is a key thing. You know, I definitely believe in finishing strong. I think we've won a lot of games in the fourth quarter and, do some fun things in the fourth quarter and in the games, but let's treat every quarter as the fourth, you know, and I think that's kind of my mentality always.
Very subtle shade from Russell there.
A very
Russell-like way of saying, let's not put me in a position where I have to drag the team to a victory.
I've got two now, people. I have got an agent and I've got a player both saying, that ain't so subtle. He's telling the staff, let's go.
No, it's not subtle. He's saying what we've all been saying. Which
For
is
2 years.
This is all on Russell to get it done every single week, and the statistics support that. He's 12th in the NFL over the last four seasons in combined passing attempts in the quarters 1 through 3. He's third in combined passing attempts in the fourth quarter in overtime, which means you're putting him in a position where he has to drag the team back. I mean, the fact that they're undefeated since he's been with the team, when they lead by at least four at halftime, undefeated.
They're like 56-0 in Seattle.
That's crazy. Like,
so just give him a lead.
Give him a little bit of a lead.
If they lead by 4 points in Seattle at half, they've won every game since Russell Wilson's been there, 56-0. But the problem is they trailed at half 10 times last year.
It's remarkable. So NFL rookies have had much less time than usual to get ready to play in the league this year. Yeah. And Bill Belichick has noticed how much more his Patriots rookies have had to work through this offseason.
I think all of our rookies have worked extremely hard. I mean, they're in deep water and turbulent water, and it's going to get rougher just in terms of the volume and the level of competition and, you know, becoming a professional athlete and with very high demands, both physically, mentally, and rest and recovery and all that.
What? So did he cut, like, the whole hoodie off of the shirt?
What was that?
Oh, I thought that was just me. I was like, what is that?
Yeah, he cut a hole in his shirt or something.
Is it for the
I don't know.
Mask?
I know. I'm not even into style, and I noticed that egregious fashion faux pas.
It's very strange. He's right. It's going to be a rough year in the rookies. And I think it's probably the most fair to give them this year and all of next year before we properly evaluate them, but we don't have that much time.
No. But next year, if you get an OTA in a preseason, I just like Tua and Joe Burrow. I can't make definitive opinions. Joe Burrow's going to struggle this year. I'm not going to bury him. No way.
It's if you excel as a rookie this year,
you're unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Good on you. But if you struggle, likewise, I'm not going to get too high or low on rookies this year.
That's fair.
I feel like as a media, you know, we're all in on it, all the same thing. Everyone in the media, we get the same pamphlet for everything that we're supposed to say.
Right.
I think we should all agree as a media that we're not going to be too hard on the rookies this year because they are in unprecedented territory. Now, it was similar, obviously, to the lockout situation, but this is also very, very extreme because at least when they got back, they could get right back into, you know, padded practices and everything. They're up against it this year in a big way. And Joe Burrow, most of all, because we are...
Well, especially his video is frighteningly weak.
Oh, my God.
John, get the video if you could. You couldn't help me on Twitter. The Joe Burrow video is deeply disturbing.
It is not disturbing.
Joy, soft. The balls flutter to...
flutter.
It is. I'm telling you. Get these...
I can't believe we're evaluating...
Marcellus and Emmanuel... Get them to look at that Joe Burrow video.
To evaluate the chopped
feels
up
very weak
Joe
arm.
Burrow
it's almost
camp.
It's his shoulder turn. I don't like what I see. I make a lot of evaluations based on 7-second clips.
Oh my God. Yeah, exactly. Finally, the Spurs were eliminated from the postseason before playing their final game last night because of wins from the Grizzlies and the Suns, which means the team's 22-year playoff streak has come to an end.
That's a remarkable streak.
It is. Greg Popovich is not dwelling on the negative, though. After the streak was snapped, he said, I couldn't care less about that. I'm thrilled at the way that they played here. I believe him. I don't think Pop really cares about streaks and
He's successful to worry about nonsense.
They went 5-3 in the bubble.
Yeah, they weren't terrible.
In their 22-season postseason streak, it's tied for the longest playoff streak in NBA history.
Wow.
170 playoff wins, the most during the streak.
Yeah.
1,228 regular season wins.
Wow.
Regular season wins, that's the most during the streak. And 5 NBA titles, which is also tied for the most during that streak. So the longest active postseason streak now belongs to the Rockets.
When I used to cover the Blazers and they would come into town, they were a funny team. They were tight. But Popovich, they'll go out. They go out and drink wine and they have fun. They were... so low-key. I've never seen an NBA team travel as low-key as the Spurs. They'd come in jeans and T-shirts. It was so business-like for them. They just come in. You know, when the Bulls were great, they traveled. They were as glamour to the Bulls.
Right.
The Spurs would walk in. Half the team would have jeans and T-shirts, and they would just come in, beat you by 12, and get the hell out in the bus, fly out of town.
Well, they're the low Patriots key. And the Spurs kind of study each other.
The most low-key dynasty.
Very low-key. It's about the team. It's about the organization. It's not about stars. It's about the system. But they've had so much success. Now, you could argue they've had that success because they've had stars that work in their system.
Well, the further Duncan got away from his prime, harder it was to win. That was kind of it.
Oh, they also had Tony Parker and Ginobili. Like, they had great all-time players during that streak. And Popovich is obviously an incredible coach. I don't think that this is the end for the Spurs. But the thing to me that's remarkable with the Spurs as well is just the coaching tree. Like, throughout basketball, the Spurs are so respected because of what they produce just as a basketball entity throughout the sport and culture of basketball. Like, if you've been in the Spurs organization, you have a little bit of esteem. That's an organization you want on your resume.
Yeah. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
Last purchase I made were golf clubs, and it's the best purchase I've made. Oh, I'm just playing nothing but golf. I love that purchase. I'm trying to think. I bought an aquarium at one point. It was stupid. I'm trying to think of something else. Oh, God, I bought a boat. That was horrible.
When did you buy a boat?
Oh, I bought a boat. An hour later, I got a job at ESPN. Had to sell the boat. I couldn't sell that thing for a year. That was just
You're not even like a boat person.
I like going out in boats.
Yeah, but like to the point where a boat is a good purchase.
I know, but
a boat is only a good purchase if you use it at least once a week.
I've never bought ones. I got nothing against boats because I go on boats
I love boats.
I'm going in next weekend. I'm going on a boat with my buddies and my kids.
But are you renting it or it's
I rent it
boat?
Now. I'm no more buying boats. I rent them.
Yeah, if you don't use the boat, that's not a good purchase.
BOAT, bail out another 1,000. It's very expensive. But I like boats. I just like renting them. And they're not cheap to rent for a day.
Well, also, if you rent boats, you generally don't have to do the cleaning.
Thank you. You know, I always say lease your fun.
Yeah.
Almost everything. But I have golf clubs, so I don't even live by my own rules. So I bought them because I wanted to. But generally, I'm a big believer in lease your fun.
But you're committing to it. Golf is like a commitment.
Look at this Joe Burrow video. Tell me this is not Emmanuel Acho. Look at this video. Look at that ball. There. This video is not encouraging. This says 2-14.
What?
I am not seeing. Look at this.
What are you talking about?
Look at that ball. It is up. I don't love. See this one. That was an easy one. Look at that ball was behind him.
An easy one? You mean when they're throwing around at walkthroughs at camp? This
is not good. No Bengal fan. Let's see this one. Well, I mean, that's not even.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Again, there's nothing to that. That's not it. Let's hold on.
What is it that you're looking for?
I'm looking for zip. I'm looking for energy. I'm looking for juice.
There wasn't zip and juice
here we go.
On that ball.
Let me see this one. God, there's nothing on it.
Exactly.
Oh, here, what this one? There's just nothing on these balls.
What you're talking
okay,
about.
Okay, let's get off this subject. Jason McIntyre's next.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, Jason McIntyre. We call it Tomorrow's Headlines Today joining us. Let's put him up. Jason McIntyre's got a new podcast, Straight Fire with J-Mac podcast. All right, we call it Tomorrow's Headlines Today. You were 4-1 last week with your predictions, 3-1 the previous week. So we've been on a little bit of a heater, so here we go. Tomorrow's Headlines Today. What's the headline going to be after the Blazers-Grizzlies play-in game?
Very, very exciting play-in game. Your guy, Damian Lillard, up against Ja Morant. The headline will be about Dame Time. Portland wins. We know they're going to get by Memphis. Memphis has been pretty atrocious in the bubble. But this is being billed as Damian Lillard versus Ja Morant. But, Colin, it's really Damian Lillard, the shooter, versus Ja Morant, who can't shoot at all. He's shooting 22% from deep in the bubble. And teams are sagging off him. They're treating him like Lonzo Ball. I think Memphis's only chance, and I'm picking Portland here, although – at favor by 6, I think that's a little high. Portland doesn't blow anyone out because you know they don't play defense. But I think if Memphis can get Dylan Brooks over 25 points, they'll have a chance. They're 9-3 when he tops 25 points.
Good stuff. Tomorrow's headlines today. What's the headline after the 76ers-Celtics series?
Well, you know before the season I picked the Celtics to go to the finals. This is trouble. The headline will be Philadelphia. The 76ers are going down. I feel bad for him because Ben Simmons, of course, is gone. Joel Embiid is dinged up. He's played 14 minutes total in the last 3 games.
Wow.
Meanwhile, the Celtics look good, and Embiid's not playing today. The guy's always hurt, Colin. You can't really count on him. Jason Tatum, 44% on 3-pointers in the bubble. Celtics roll. Keep an eye on Boston in the East. I just love what I've seen. Kemba Walker, fully healthy.
Yeah, don't have enough size for me, but they're really good. Yeah. They got guys who can shoot, and when they get hot, they're dangerous. Tomorrow's headlines today. What's the headline for the one Joy cares about, the Heat-Pacers series?
Yeah, Joy, I got some good news for Joy. This series, I'm excited about this. The headline will be Miami Heat's up just in time.
Yeah.
By the way, Joy, I don't know if you saw this. I got a Miami Heat jersey. I love those Miami Vice jerseys.
Yeah.
Which
light
one did you get?
Blue. They're hot.
Yeah,
Dwayne Wade, of course.
Okay.
Come on, he's a legend. But I like Miami a lot in this series. Colin, I took a chunk of Miami to win the East, plus 850. Okay, they are the best three-point shooting team in the league. Indiana had a good run with TJ Warren, but that ends here. I just like Duncan Robinson, Tyler Hero. Love me some Bam Adebayo. Jimmy Butler, of course, super clutch. I like Miami to roll, and that sets up Miami versus the Bucks. Heat 2-1 against Milwaukee this year. That's a series to watch in the East.
Yeah, Jimmy Butler thing's really worked out. I mean, it's really...
Yeah, he's a nice guy. Tough.
Yeah.
He's gritty.
Yep. Yeah. Tomorrow's headlines today. Headline after the Thunder-Rocket series with no Westbrook.
Oh, boy. Disappointing for Houston. Your buddy, Russell Westbrook.
Yeah.
Out the headline will be Harden to win with West broken.
Like it.
Russell Westbrook. Yeah, very creative. Westbrook with the quad injury. Probably going to miss the first game or two. Austin Rivers has shown well, and we know Eric Gordon's capable, but there's just too good of a OKC team. Colin, defensively, they're phenomenal. And I don't know if you know this stat, Chris Paul leads the NBA in clutch points this season.
Yes.
So you get close game late, Chris Paul's your guy, James Harden flying solo. That sets up OKC versus the Lakers. Obviously, if the Lakers get by Portland. But I'm telling you, this road for the Lakers, if they have to go through OKC, that's very favorable for them. OKC, they can't hang with LeBron on the wing.
All right, 30 seconds left. Tomorrow's headlines today. Lakers first round series. What's going to be the headline?
I can't believe you're picking Portland. The headline will be Lakers mellow out Dame. Colin, I looked at the numbers. I'm calling for a Lakers sweep of Portland. Sweep. They've dominated Portland in two games this year, and I just don't think Portland plays any defense at all. Lakers, third best defensive team in the league. Lakers sweep your Blazers.
Good.
And I will crow about it on here.
Jason McIntyre, good luck, buddy. Thanks so much.
All
don't
right,
forget, into August, do-it-yourself projects, Lowe's.com. I made a bar cart at my house. It's sweet. It's awesome. Go to my Twitter to figure it out. Get inspired. Hashtag Lowe's. We'll see you Monday. It's The Herd.